A new front in the ongoing battle between Everglades Restoration and Florida's sugar industry has opened up. This time it's over a planned water reservoir south of Lake Okeechobee. Environmentalists are suing to block an extension of sugar leases they say could delay construction. I'm Lynn Hatter. Senate Bill 10 was championed by former Senate President Joe Negron, whose southeast Florida home of Stewart has been rocked by years of toxic water discharges from Lake Okeechobee. It was hoped the construction of the reservoir could do two things: clean the water before it's released into smaller rivers and estuaries downstream, and use that water to help restore the Everglades.
It will reduce destructive discharges to the east and west coast estuaries, and it will allow Lake Okeechobee, it will facilitate Lake Okeechobee water levels being managed in a better way than they are now.
Manly Fuller is president of the Florida Wildlife Federation. The Federation is challenging the South Florida Water Management District regarding its decision to renew leases to sugar companies on land that's slated for the reservoir. The Federation learned of the move a day after it happened in early November. The lease extension is for up to 8 years, and the Federation argues that endangers construction of the reservoir.
Bottom line, we don't want an argument over leasing to slow down moving forward on the reservoir. And we think that that's a potential problem that can happen.
Fuller and the Federation take issue with the short notice that was given to the public, arguing Florida law prohibits last-minute lease deals. New Senate President Bill Galvano told reporters in November he didn't see a problem with it.
I think we watch those issues. The management district was acting in accordance with its authority and based on the timelines that exist. So I did not have an issue with the renewal of the lease.
But Florida's governor-elect, Ron DeSantis, might. DeSantis, along with incoming State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried, are no fans of the sugar industry. Both have blasted it during the course of their campaigns. The Everglades Trust even endorsed DeSantis for governor. Meanwhile, one of the largest agriculture companies, U.S. Sugar, is moving to terminate an option for the state of Florida to purchase 150,000 acres of its land. The Wildlife Federation's Fuller doesn't want to see that happen because he says ongoing Everglades restoration requires more land.
You know, they've changed their opinion on this whole thing because they initially were very much for the whole deal. So now, a decade ago, they were all for it. Now they're against it.
There has always been a lot of noise out there by different parties.
U.S. Sugar argues the land in question was never part of any Everglades restoration effort, and the state law that authorized the reservoir allows for the option to purchase to be terminated. Judy Sanchez is the company's spokeswoman.
There have never been any planned restoration projects for that land, ever. It's all been noise and, I guess, objector voices out there.
U.S. Sugar produces 10% of the sugar consumed in the country each year. The acreage in question is used to grow winter crops like sweet corn and green beans. It's been actively farmed for nearly 90 years. Sanchez says the idea to use the land for potential Everglades projects was just that, an idea, which the 2008 global downturn largely nixed.
It was a grandiose idea or plan that was a, maybe it might be nice to have this land in our back pocket when it was proposed, but then the recession happened, it was never brought to fruition, and now there is the language in Senate Bill 10 that says that the district must terminate that option agreement and move forward with the Everglades Agricultural Reservoir.
Still, U.S. Sugar says it continues to support the reservoir project, and it wants to see that completed as soon as possible. So does the Florida Wildlife Federation. There's been no timeline for when and how construction on the project will proceed. When President Donald Trump signed off on it in October, former Senate President Joe Negron said he'd like to see the state break ground in the fall and have it completed within 3 to 5 years. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter.